Hi, Marvin. Marvin, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director. Tara wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wants me to get you the details of how the service works and answer any questions you have. Also, it is a younger company, so she wants me to apply that new in business rate and make it even more affordable for you. How's your day going, by the way? Happy Wednesday.
Good.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, Marvin, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you probably are also at least a little familiar with the local map or the PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. Yes, of course. Of course. It's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for you especially, your business is under 2 years. This is going to get your phone ringing. People won't need to already know the name of your company, but they'll find you on Google or on Bing when they're looking for a roofing contractor or for a remodeling contractor. No matter what they type in, as long as they're in your service area, and of course, as long as it's a service that you provide, you'll pop up as one of those top options. Now, I did want to ask you because Tara did not attach a website here for your business. Is there not currently a website for your business at this point? No website yet?
Not necessarily.
That's okay. You know, we don't expect our younger companies to already have a website. To be honest with you, though, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It is to give the people who see you there the reasons why they should pick up the phone and call you. So, of course, you know, a lot of the times for the younger companies, they will let me include a website at no additional cost. You know, it is a month-to-month service, so we definitely want you to see success right from the very beginning. Now, you're going about an hour and a half or so for the right job, right? Maybe a little farther for the right job. You don't want to keep it close for the smaller jobs. You've got like a five-man crew, including you and your brother. Do you prefer bigger jobs or smaller jobs? You kind of like an even mix?
Even mix, I guess. I mean,
Even mix?
I like
And is it?
big jobs, yeah. Big jobs and small jobs.
Well, that's good. And then is it strictly residential or are you taking on any commercial work too?
Yes, it doesn't really matter.
Okay. So that opens up more opportunities for you then. And then, you know, we can target kind of in and around Fort Wayne, go out, you know, an hour and a half. It's, something that we can, you know, focus on specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. If there are places you don't want to be found, we'll make sure your ads aren't running there. There's going to be a social media campaign as well, so we will be able to target exactly with paid Facebook ads where you want to go. Yelp, Facebook, Super Pages, I mean Google, Bing, Apple Maps, however someone is searching online, your company will pop up. Now I was messaging my supervisor to see if they would allow me to include the website at no additional cost. If I can do that, it means it would be included, not just the initial construction of the site itself, the hosting, maintenance, and even updating of the site would be included at no additional cost. Because it is a younger company, we would, of course, reduce the cost of the service, and no matter how long you keep the service, the reduced rate does stay with you. So it's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's a fixed flat rate of exactly $249.00. So it would bill once a month for $249. Of course, you're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Now, little under 2 years, is the plan to maybe grow the company, add more guys or a second crew, or you just kind of want to get more steady work or a specific type of work?
Probably more on steady work.
Yeah. I noticed that Tara attached an Angie Leads, Home Advisor, right? That's a lead-based service. Have you gotten any jobs from that service yet?
There's one repair today. Otherwise, nothing's been. No luck yet.
Gotcha. Well, with something like this, you reach more people. I mean, not everyone uses Angie Leads, but I mean, pretty much everyone uses Google. If they're not using Google, they're going to use Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be listed there as well. You'll get a detailed reporting system, too, so you or your brother can see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work's coming from. Now, if I could, in fact, get my supervisor to allow me to include that website at no additional cost and still do it for that $249 out the door, I mean, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you, get your phone ringing, kind of earn your business 1 month at a time?
Do you have other prices?
We do have other packages, yeah. We could do a local-only campaign, but it only drops the rate down to $199. It wouldn't necessarily be the best choice for you, because if you're going an hour and a half away, I'd want you to have the strength of programming to get you found beyond like a 20-30 mile radius. We do have other packages that are even more robust. We could include Google paid ads. That does add another $300 to the cost of it. We do Google Guarantee local service ads. I mean, the best part about it, I mean, I know you're a young company, but for the services that you provide, roofing, remodeling services, I mean, you know, one job that you weren't going to get otherwise would easily offset the cost of the service, you know.
Gotcha.
I'm looking for something to get your phone ringing. If it ends up being that, you know, you don't like paying for leads and it's not working out for you, you might be able to reallocate those funds into a more robust campaign if you're not already getting enough work. But, you know, like I said, for that hour and a half radius, that $249 would be ideal for you. I did just receive a message back. I hope it is my supervisor. It is. Okay. Open that up. It says, Paul, for the still quite young company, especially one using Angie Leads, I would, in fact, be more than willing to approve your request to include the website at no additional cost. I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the service that they need. So, I mean, a website's a huge conversion tool. It lets people know that you do exactly what they're looking for, and it kind of adds like a filtering system, you know. I mean, the people that find you on the first page, first of all, you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search, and not everyone will decide to call you. The ones that call you, though, will have seen your website first. So they will have seen something that they like, you know, maybe it's before and after photos or, you know, your mission statement, whatever it is. The reason that they have to pick up the phone and call you, at that point, it's because they want to hire you. Whatever they saw that they liked on your website, they're hoping you're available to do the job, hoping your price is fair, because they want to work with you for that service.
Gotcha.
I mean, since it is month to month, you know, I mean, I don't think I'm breaking the bank with you. I actually think that, you know, once we get your phone ringing, it's going to be more affordable for you than paying for leads. I do know from speaking with other business owners that are in your industry, either, you know, remodeling or roofing, that those leads aren't cheap. I mean, you might spend well over $100 per lead. Maybe for like a tear-off and replace for a roofing job, you might even pay over $200 for a single lead. You're more likely to pay more for the lead if it looks on paper to be a bigger job. It might not end up being a bigger job at all, and of course you're not any more likely to get that job than a smaller job, just more likely to pay more for it. But with us, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or small jobs, residential or commercial, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it'd still be the same flat rate, that $249.
Gotcha. I mean, that sounds fair, really fair.
Yeah, it's actually below our operating cost. I mean, that particular package is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee, because that, if you add it together, $898, that's about what we spend in the first month alone to create the website and get you on that first page, and every month we're paying for ads. But, I mean, even though there's no long-term contract, our clients do end up keeping the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So unlike Angie's, where whether you get the job or someone else gets the job or no one gets the job, you all still pay for that lead and they still make their money. With us, your success is our success. You know, we've got skin in the game. We're investing in your company more than that $249 with our time and the resources that we have to put in, and in some cases the direct cost. You know, we just want to get the opportunity to earn your business, provide you with the tracking and reporting so you can see how well it's working. And, of course, our clients do end up keeping the service because nobody cancels on profit. You know, if it makes dollars, it makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds really, really awesome.
The best part about it is it's month to month, and what that means is you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. More importantly, you can pause the service. Whether you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, in fact, the service can be paused seasonally if necessary, although, you know, you do roofing and remodeling, so certainly if weather's slowing you down outside, you can move indoors and do some remodeling stuff. We can actually shift the focus of the ads and the content even as the seasons change. If your services shift, you know, dramatically due to the weather, we can kind of update and optimize your listing and your ads to really reflect that so that you're always getting the calls that you're wanting for the services that you're wanting to provide at that time of the year.
Gotcha.
So being that it is a position that we're actively filling, what that means is my mapping coordinators, and you spoke with Tara, it's also Lulu, my two mapping coordinators are calling through a list of pre-qualified candidates. Their job is to help me find the one company that we'll work with. Once we find that company, we actually close out the category, which means we stop the calls through the area because strict Google guidelines dictate that we only work with one business at a time per area and industry. Now, of course, as a Google partner, our service area is the United States and Canada. That's a lot. Of course, in every industry that you can imagine. So it's in our best interest to keep it Google compliant to maintain our partnership. We get all of our updates and training from Google as they make changes to their map or pack algorithm. Works out good for us, and of course, it works out better for our clients too, when they're not competing against as many other companies. But obviously, like I said, you won't be the only company that pops up on the first page. You'll just be the only company that we're working with.
Okay.
Now, there's 8 Google Premier partners world in the country, 41 Google partners worldwide.
I see.
So I guess my question to you, since we're trying to fill this position today, is this something that you would want for reliable roofing and remodeling?
I mean,
give it a shot,
yeah.
1 month at a time? Yeah. I mean, Google it, you know. It's what we say and it's what we do. It's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where everyone goes when they don't know who to call. The best part about it is every new customer that finds you online does, of course, become someone who can use your services down the road for a different project or recommend you to their friends and family. Now, you said you don't have any preference of big jobs or small, residential or commercial, repair jobs or replace. So, I mean, that really opens up the playing field to a lot of people that would need your services. Do you do, like, storm damage or emergency services?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you kind of need to, right, especially for the roofing. I think you're going to really be profitable with this service. And then, Marvin, when we get your phone ringing, the number that we're speaking on, the 260-443-2182, that's the business number, right? That's the number you want your customers to call?
Yes.
Okay. And it's a smartphone, too, right? You can receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time, you just get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. When someone fills out the contact form on your website, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you, and whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or contacting you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form repopulates on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, as far as the email address goes, if it's a business email, we'll list it on the website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it. It would, though, still be attached to that contact form, so you can get those requests by email. Marvin, what is a good email address either for you or for the company itself?
I would give my email.
Perfect.
That is Marvin, MJG, 97, at Gmail.
Okay. Just a little bit of static or background noise between the Marvin and you said the 97 at gmail.com. What came after the Marvin?
Marvin, MJG.
M like Marvin, J like John, G like George?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And then when we contact you, like I said, your customers will mostly just call you. But when we contact our clients, we do use phone, text, email. Emails are usually for longer pieces of information that we want you to have for your records. Marvin, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, email, text message, any of those, all of those?
Okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay,
but,
gotcha.
I'm just wondering, what would you contact me for?
Oh, you know, like if we wanted you to know that your email, I'm sorry, that your website was up and active, or like you get text messages when people reach out to you through your website. Most of the time, we're just going to try to call you. One of the things that we are going to try to do is a client interview. We're going to have you speak with one of our technicians about your hours of operation, the services you want to provide, any forms of payment that you accept, if you've got a mission statement or a motto, tagline, slogan, etc. Or if you try to call us and it goes to our voicemail, we'll either give you a call back or send you a quick text message if it's just a short answer to a question or something like that. The other thing that I did want to ask you about, though, was the address that I saw on the Angie Leads profile, because I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you're service-based, right? You go out to the customer, no one ever comes to you. There's not like a showroom or brick-and-mortar physical location that we would need to promote for your business for customers to go to?